Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You know why I'm here. It's not so I don't get fined. It's just to talk about sports, that's it. Just to have a good time, that's it. So if you're listening on your local radio station, thank you. If you're at work, thank you. If you're chefing something up, thank you. If you're delivering something, thank you. If you're driving a truck, thank you. If you're waiting to save somebody's life, if you are saving somebody's life, thank you. Don't pay attention to me. Save their life. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's in New York City. Good for him. Look, it's been a busy night. I'm waiting on Selection Sunday. I'm waiting to see, you know, who wins all of these conference tournaments. Here in the studio, I got Arizona State and USC on. Arizona State winning 47-36 right now. Patrick Ewing got fired from Georgetown on Thursday. I'm like, damn, poor Patrick. He won a championship almost 40 years ago. And damn, almost 40 years ago. Wow. Sheesh. You won a championship almost 40 years ago, and then you get fired today. Jim Boeheim, I don't know if you can give a 78-year-old guy the boot. How about they just gave him the shoe? You got Kevin Durant injured. Luka Doncic hurt. He'll be back sooner than Kevin Durant. Kyrie Irving goes on another rant about gambling and the purity of the game. And we learned that this is crazy, and I don't think they'll move him. Matthew Stafford, the Rams want to trade him. What a shock. They ain't going nowhere. Ain't got no picks, ain't got no money. Might as well try to trade him and everybody. So what's Aaron Donald going to do now, quit? He's just going to still show up to work to collect those checks. And so we have a lot to do. The New York Knicks started a West Coast trip. They just lost to the Kings, 122-117. You got Jalen Brunson limping out. He limped into this game. He just returned from a bum ankle and foot, and then he leaves for the same reason tonight. Hopefully for the New York Knicks, their all-star caliber point guard is able to return. And then if I want to really dive deep, this was good. You thought Fred VanVleet cursing out the ref from last night was good? It cost him $30,000. Here, let's talk about some beef. Listen to Fred VanVleet after the loss to the Clippers last night. He wasn't happy with referee Ben Taylor. And this rant, which is almost just short, there's so much more. This cost him $30,000.
I mean, I don't mind. I'll take a fine. I don't really care. I thought Ben Taylor was f***ing terrible tonight. On most nights, you know, out of the three, there's one or two that just f*** the game up. You know, most of the refs are trying hard. I like a lot of the refs are trying hard. They're pretty fair. And then you got the other ones who just want to be d***s and just kind of f*** the game up. Nobody's coming to see that. They come to see the players.
Yeah, it's true. And it doesn't have anything to do with being the Toronto Raptors. But anyway, this has been fun. This has been brewing now for the better part of a year, maybe longer than that. You know, last season, NBA playoffs, Golden State Warriors ultimately won the championship. You have an upstart team in the Grizzlies eliminated by those eventual champion Warriors. We had ejections and flagrant fouls and Dylan Brooks over the past, seems like, year and change. He's become a little bit of a villain. He tripping guys and talking crap, and he and Draymond Green do not get along. And so Dylan Brooks has become one of the NBA's new villains. And Dylan Brooks had an article, an ESPN piece put together on him. And he was asked about Draymond Green. And he basically said, this is a quote, "I don't like Draymond at all. If you put him anywhere else, you're not going to know who Draymond Green is." Well, these two teams played tonight. The Grizzlies ultimately won 131 to 110. But before the game, Draymond Green, he went on his podcast, because that's what Draymond Green does. And he responded line by line to Dylan Brooks, his comments, and he didn't hold anything back. This is from his podcast on The Volume. You know, he talked about Dylan Brooks taking issue with Draymond's accomplishments. And Draymond Green basically said, "Hey, you're Dylan Brooks. You don't have no right to look at my accomplishments." Listen to this.
"This idiot said, 'I don't know what Draymond does out there.' He said, 'I don't like Draymond at all. You don't know me. I just don't like Golden State. I quite frankly wouldn't like a team that beats me all the time either. I don't like anything to do with them. Quite frankly, you were a little kid in high school watching us win championships. Should be happy that you even witnessed that, or maybe college, but you get the point. You're a fan. Draymond talks a lot. You talk a lot now, so if you have four rings, sure, you talk a lot more. For All-Stars, you probably talk a bit more. Defensive Player of the Year, you for damn sure would talk more. Two Olympic gold medals, you definitely would be talking, because that would mean you beat Team USA, and we all know how that goes."
Yeah, the last time I checked, he's correct. Beat Team USA, because Dylan Brooks, he's Canadian. Anyway, Draymond Green didn't stop there. Dylan Brooks took the approach of, "You get away with this and you get away with that because you're the Warriors, and dynasty this, and we're building one." And Draymond answered that.
"Gets away with a lot, too. What exactly do I get away with? I have 15 texts, one less than your dumbass. Okay, great. His game is cool. If you ever wondered why the Memphis Grizzlies is not ready to compete for a championship, look no further than this idiot right here. They're actually depending on this guy to help them win a championship. And he says his game is cool. Quite frankly, that just shows how little you know about basketball. And yet, y'all, you running around talking about a dynasty? The dynasty starts after you, not with you. He plays with heart, knows the ins and outs of the defense. If you want to be quite frank, I made the ins and outs of our defense. I guess that's why they like him over there."
Yeah, well, and I guess to put a final stamp on things here, Draymond Green wanted to stir the pot with Dylan Brooks, with his own teammates. Listen,
"I'm trying to figure out why they like you in Memphis. Or do they like you in Memphis? That's a better question. I'm not sure your teammates like you, but I can tell you why they like me over there. When you contribute in the way that I have contributed to four championships, they tend to like you. So next time you speak up on me, you should do some fact checking. Next time you speak up on me, you should do some soul searching. Next time you speak up on me, I hope you're in a better situation than you in now, where the guys you play with actually enjoy playing with you because they actually think you're contributing to winning. Because it ain't happening right now, champ. Ah, you're not a champ. You're a clown.
Hey, let's give every NBA player a podcast. As long as they can build up in a podcast and, you know, close things off with a good old-fashioned boxing match or fight. I don't know. Ultimately, tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies did win this game. We know the Golden State Warriors, they are the ultimate winners. The Memphis Grizzlies wish that they were the Warriors. But they won 131 to 110. Draymond Green, a little bit more offense than usual tonight. 16 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds in a losing effort. And Dylan Brooks, he had 14 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds. Not the greatest of shooting nights. He was 1 of 7 from downtown. I don't think Dylan Brooks has found a shot that he does not like. And you just heard from Draymond Green before the game on his podcast. And you heard him say, hey, why don't you actually do something and win something before you say anything about me? After the game on TNT, Dylan Brooks, he was asked about Draymond Green, and he had a message for him.
I told him that, you know, keep that mic. He's better at the mic than pooping, you know what I'm saying? So keep doing this podcast, keep blogging, keep doing this thing off the court. You know, it's cute. It's fun for him.
That was an impressive showing tonight.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. You should give the mic to Draymond. Make him talk about me.
What was that?
Make him keep talking about me so I can play better.
Oh, I guess Dylan Brooks needs the motivation. There was a point in the second quarter where Draymond Green had the ball. Dylan Brooks was in his face. And Draymond Green, they went face-to-face. No technicals were called, but Draymond Green basically ignored him. There was also a point where Dylan Brooks was being a pain in the ass, chirping to Steph Curry. Steph Curry was able to hit a runner towards the basket with Dylan Brooks fouling him. And Steph Curry, not someone who's overly demonstrative to other players on the court. You know, we see him dancing and, you know, putting guys to sleep and looking at the bench, turning around. He pointed at Dylan Brooks after the shot. And so after the game, Draymond Green spoke as well. And he said, listen, Dylan Brooks, he ain't costing me no money or no tax.
I get technical fouls when I want to get a technical foul. I don't get baited into technical fouls. And so I think that's probably the difference in between me and him. If I do that to him, it'd be a double tech because he'd respond. But it's not a double tech because I didn't respond. You know, so one of us are baitable, one of us aren't.
What is this? Is this, I can't even say Dennis Rodman and Karl Malone. I can't even say that. Draymond Green didn't stop there. He said, look, we're the Golden State Warriors. They're the Grizzlies. They are not our rivals.
One team has to win. And then another team has to win. Then, like, that's what creates a rivalry. Not because one team gets up for you and talk like they can beat you and then not. That doesn't create a rivalry. Rivalries are created by you win, I win. And clearly, we won 4 times, and I think their organization has 0 championships. So I can't consider that a rivalry. Anybody can win in March. Anybody can win in March. What that mean? I have a hard time getting out of my bed in March. How's the game in March me?
Wow. Well, I already said I don't want to see John Morant back playing basketball this year. I don't. I don't think he needs to. But what I would like to see again, because it is a rivalry from a fan's perspective, it's one of the matchups that you want to see. I want to see the Golden State Warriors and the Grizzlies because they don't like each other. And we got too many teams that don't seem to give a damn. I like a lot of the building angst in the NBA. I hate the injuries. There's too many of these damn injuries. But we need to have more dudes with a target on their back. Seems like folks don't like Jokic. He gets too much attention, even though he's boring. He puts people to sleep, even though they're winning. Nobody likes him. Kevin Durant, people can't stand his guts. People don't like Kyrie. Luka Doncic and Devin Booker, they can't stand each other. Joel Embiid, I guess him and Giannis, I don't know. We don't have enough of this. And so I'm here for it. Draymond Green typically does too much talking, if you ask me. But if he and Dylan Brooks are going to go back and forth, sign me up. I'm here for every minute. I'm here for every second of it. This is the one time that I actually want to hear from Draymond Green, especially if he's going to be beefing with another NBA player. Don't beef with the media. Don't beef with the fans. Go at the opposition. By the way, I don't know Dylan Brooks. I've never met him. He seems like a pain in the ass. And between him and Grayson Allen, I don't know who I want to get beat up more on the court. Sorry. I'm a nonviolent person most times. Hey, Shep, am I wrong for saying that? No?
No, but, well, you never like Grayson.
Like, yeah, I don't like Grayson.
But then again, unless what? You went to Duke, I feel like everyone hated Duke, and I can't think of a person that represented that brand more than Grayson Allen, even more than Christian Leiter, and even more than J.J. Redick. And let's be honest, there was not a cheaper player in college basketball in the history of the sport than Grayson Allen, and he's carried that over to the NBA.
Yeah, he could have played at St. Vincent. I mean, he could go play school, or he could play school. He could play college ball anywhere. It wouldn't have mattered. He should just get punched in the face either way.
Although, you do have to give him some credit. He's cleaned up his act to some degree. You don't see nearly the amount of physical altercations that he got into when he was in college. And he's a solid rotational player for a team that is one of the two favorites to win it all this year. I don't know if when we saw Grayson Allen in his junior, senior year, when he plateaued as a sophomore after the championship with Okafor and obviously and Tyus Jones, I don't think a lot of people saw him being able to translate to the NBA game, and he has.
Yeah, good for him. That doesn't make him any less dirty.
Okay.
There's still instances and points here where he needs to get punched in the mouth. He's not trying to do it as much as he was in college because he will get punched in the mouth doing it with the wrong guy. But there have been instances where he's pressed the button, trying to trip folks or be dirty. And so, yeah, he's playing against grown men now. He is a grown man. That doesn't make him any less likable or more likable. I still hope he gets hit. A good one coming one day, good for him. So what? I don't care. And then one for Dylan Brooks, too. Tough guy, Canadian. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, I'll get to the phone lines if you want to holler at me. And then I'm going to tell you about someone who is the opposite of a tough guy. It's Jimmy Garoppolo. It seems like he might have some suitors. And why not? All the good quarterbacks are seemingly gone. Or retired. Or maybe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I certainly appreciate your show. I really think you do the best job on the radio talk show.
First of all, I want to say, man, I enjoy your show because it's a different voice, and it's I've contemplated calling before.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I guess the quarterback market has cleared up over the past week. Lamar Jackson likely, I guess, to stay with the Ravens. Nobody's going to offer him a deal. Apparently, still time, right? Derek Carr doesn't wait. He's like, hey, I'm signing a contract. I'm going to take my behind down to the Saints. Aaron Rodgers is the New York Jets reportedly feel optimistic about his decision to ultimately join them. And then the next guy on down the line, I would have to say, is Jimmy Garoppolo. And it's been reported that Jimmy Garoppolo has three teams that would definitely take a look at him. The Texans, the Panthers, and the Raiders. All three teams having a chance to select a quarterback in the draft. We talked about this on Wednesday night. I gave you a top six list. And how about this? All three of these teams were on the list. The Houston Texans are going to be selecting number two in the draft behind the Chicago Bears, if the Bears should hold on to that. The Raiders selecting at number seven. Their general manager, Ziegler, says, yeah, we need a quarterback. I don't know when we're going to get one. And I had a caller tell me, the Panthers, Matt Corral doesn't get respect. I'm like, Matt Corral hasn't thrown a pass in the NFL. Like, slow down. Who cares what he did at Ole Miss? Don't matter. That ain't the NFL. And so the Carolina Panthers might have Jimmy G. Good for him. At least Jimmy G has some clarity as to what his future will look like. 855-212-4CBS Sims. He's calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sims?
Hey there. How you been, brother?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, I think Atlanta Falcons are in a good position right now. You know, a lot of people have been talking about they need a draft, pay Lamar Jackson to get here. But I think, personally, they need to use that cap space to build a team, because they already got a rookie that rushed for 1,000 yards. And I see potential in the offense, but we need to spend more money on the defense, because we cannot get the quarterback to the ground for some reason. And I think that's the good direction they need to go to. And I think they need to spend the first round on a pass rusher.
You mean to tell me Jonathan Abraham can't come back?
Yeah, and that we need 2009 than Abraham.
Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate. I would agree with you. If I were the Falcons, I wouldn't necessarily be in a rush. As sexy as it would be to go ahead and add Lamar Jackson, the Falcons need help. The past couple of seasons have been pretty pathetic. We've seen a changing of the guard and general manager. We see Fontenot now running the team. I'm not rushing. Like, there are a lot of squads that shoot for a quarterback and they miss, and then they stay in purgatory. And, I mean, through Arthur Smith's offense, the Falcons were still able to go out there and generate points. And this was with a mediocre Marcus Mariota. And Desmond Ritter, nobody knows what he's going to do moving on into the future. And if he's not the guy, at least the Falcons can continue to add pieces. And then when the time is right, they can find someone to continue moving the chains. If there's one thing we do know, is that Arthur Blank is patient. And at times he's been too patient. And I think he's going to try to see this all the way through, Sims. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you, JR. But what last thing, you think Tom Brady might come out of retirement?
Uh-oh. Hey, Sims, why you laugh? Why you got an evil laugh for?
Because, you know, everybody said, you know, he lives in Miami. He might come out of retirement and go to Dolphins. But, I mean, like, I don't know. It's so many rumors out there.
Yeah, I've heard the rumors. One of his ex-teammates has also said on the radio, he's just like, oh, yeah, well, and Tom Brady, don't believe the story that he tweeted about sitting at home with his kitten. His cat, he has a little girl, and now they have to take care of the kitten. It's like, don't believe it. Don't be shocked if Tom Brady decides to return for the Dolphins. I'm not putting stock in that. It's a lot of rumors. Tom Brady retired last year, and it took him about 40 days, and he came back. This was in, like, winter time into spring. Maybe we didn't even get to spring yet. Tom Brady just retired again before the Super Bowl. It's two retirements. If Tom Brady is going to come back, I'm not going to debate in my brain or think about it. We'll just get an alert, and he'll be back, and we'll go, here we go again. And there it is. I don't know. I'll put it to you this way. I don't know if Tom Brady is going to come back. I don't know what I'm eating for lunch tomorrow. I have no idea. Shep, do you know what you're eating for lunch tomorrow?
Well, it's funny you ask, JR, because there was free pizza here, and it doesn't happen a lot. It's vegetarian, it's mushrooms, it's olives, it's tomatoes. I didn't answer your question about what I'm having for lunch tomorrow, but I was just eating pizza. So if I had to guess, anything but pizza.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you were going to eat some of this pizza and save it for lunch tomorrow.
So I would if I could, but I also understand that there's other people that work in this building, and I would take the pizza if I could. I have too much respect for Marco and Anthony Pierno. I know they say they're not going to have it, but I still want to leave them the option of taking the pizza home if they want it.
Wait. Well, how much pizza is there?
There's two slices left.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So where did the other pie go? Who's eating all this food?
Well, I'm not gonna say I did or didn't, but I might have had a couple of other slices beforehand. So, I'm sorry.
Why you sound like you're ashamed right now?
Well, because I don't want to be that dude that, like, is selfish and is not, like, a courteous, you know, colleague. But no one else was touching the pizza, and it's free.
You just told everybody that you ate too much, and now there's none left, basically.
No, but I intentionally left two slices. And I know Anthony Pierno's really healthy, and I know Marco's healthy, too, to his credit. And I know he's been a dad for a while now, so I totally understand why. But the slices are available to those guys if they want it. And obviously, JR, I would say the same for you. But you're
how many slices did you eat?
In total, I ate three.
You had three?
Yes.
And you left one for each of them?
Well, in fairness, JR, it wasn't like I went there every single commercial break. This was like every hour, and the pizza wasn't touched. And Connor Green, your boy Connor Green, is also in the building. He didn't touch any of these slices either.
So three people have to split two slices of pizza.
Well, the chances of them having pizza at this point, considering the pizza was there prior for 5-6 hours and they hadn't touched it, is very slim to none. Oh.
Marco, are you going to eat pizza?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Why? Is it because it's been there for 5 or 6 hours? Like, what's the problem?
No, I didn't want it. I actually had dinner already, so I was good. I didn't realize that Shep was going through, you know, all the different gyrations to try to figure out how and why he could eat the pizza. You could have just asked me, bro. I was good. Right from the start, you can have it. It's all yours.
Thank you.
Oh. Well, all of it. What about Pierno?
Well, I can't speak for Ant. My guess is Ant probably just doesn't want to eat the pizza, but I didn't. I'll be fair, JR. This is the first, like, big, giant pizza conversation. It is rare for there to be food here.
Yes.
But I don't know. We didn't go stampeding over at the pizza, so I just kind of figure he's a grown-up. He saw it. If he wants it, he'll eat it. If not, you know, so be it.
And Connor? What about Connor? Nobody cares about Connor?
Again, he knows it's there. If he wanted, he'd go get it. You know,
like, hey, Shep, just go take the two slices, man, okay?
Yeah. Out of principle, I can't do it. James Boccioni is going to be here as well. Amy's here. I can't mess Amy up like that in case she wants some pizza. You never know about the morning guys.
The morning guys.
Eddie Cesare might want some.
By then, the pizza will have sat there for 12 hours.
Have you met DA's producer, Sean Mraz?
Have I met him?
He'd eat pizza off the floor if it was available to him. I'm not. This isn't an exaggeration. I'm being serious. Like, Mraz eats anything.
He'd eat 12-hour pizza from off the floor?
I would. Well, I'm sorry.
Off that carpet in the studio?
Let me tell you, JR, Mraz is very successful, but when I was at a point in my life where I wasn't nearly as successful as I am and not nearly his level, I would eat things off the floor. I actually did eat food off the floor at CBS Sports Radio. I'm not joking. I was that hungry. Something fell on the floor, but I was just absolutely starving. And I remember there were times I would this is revealing way too much, and I apologize,
oh
but
God.
There were times where I was sleeping on trains in the morning, and that's how I would get my sleep every single day. So
can I jump in
Mark,
for a second?
Yeah, I was hoping you would.
Sure, it's the truth.
You know what this is the equivalent of? We've gone down the YouTube rabbit hole at like 4 o'clock in the morning when you're really just not feeling right, and you now realize you've been staring at the screen for 3 hours. I feel like this is the verbal diarrhea of radio that we have just hit in. So after the 3 hours of the YouTube where you look around and you go, man, I got to get up in 2 hours. I need to get to work. What the hell am I doing? Listen to the YouTube or watching it. I think that's where we are at this point in the story, right? I think it's a fair assumption for everybody here.
They're eating food off the floor. Okay.
Yeah, like we went down the rabbit hole. We got a little too far, Shep. Like we're talking about sleeping on trains and eating off floors. Like, well, this was just started with some pizza. Like, it's cool. You can have the pizza. It's all right.
Yeah,
we're good.
Take the two slices.
We're good.
If anybody wants pizza, I'll buy pizza tomorrow. Okay.
I'm just being honest. I've had a slice of pizza off the floor here before.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. If they want pizza in the morning, I'll send them pizza. Is Domino's open that early?
No, they open at 11 a.m.
Okay, so I'll send them. I don't know donuts. Yeah. Just
don't worry about the morning crew. They'll be fine. Seriously, I don't think they're looking for pizza in the morning anyway. And if they are, you know what? Not for nothing. Tough. You missed out on the 14-hour pizza from the day before. That's tough.
And this
it's
is
yours.
Vegetable pizza too. Vegetables go bad.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. We need to refrigerate that for the morning, guys.
I don't think Mraz is a vegetable guy, so I think you're good, man.
Okay. Well, you know his eating habits pretty well.
Well, I mean, come on. I'm part of Chubbo Nation. I don't think either one of us are going to be looking for veggie pizza. It's fine. It's cool.
Gotcha.
Oh, man. Y'all are making me hungry anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We try not to eat food off the floor, but when we do, we still live.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking my call. It's a work night, and you keep me company while I'm out here this rainy night. I appreciate it.
I love your show, man. I've been working nights for the past 2 weeks, so love watching your show and listening to it.
Hey, JR, thanks for being the best person in your line of work.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Getting ready to roll out and wrap things up. And I guess in summation of all the injuries that have already taken place in the NBA, Kevin Durant, Luka Doncic, Zion Williamson, Lonzo Ball. Yeah, we haven't seen him in more than a year. LaMelo Ball, Jonathan Kuminga got hurt on his way to the basket before the Warriors game or the Warriors loss against the Grizzlies tonight. Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks returned from an ankle foot injury, missed a couple of games. The New York Knicks just started a road trip in California, in Sacramento, against the Kings. The Knicks lost 122-117. Jalen Brunson left at halftime due to left foot soreness. This was his first game back. He couldn't make it through. And for the New York Knicks' sake, you would hope that this isn't a long-term injury. The New York Knicks just came off of an 8-game winning streak and lost again tonight. Speaking of injuries, De'Aaron Fox, who's been playing out of his mind, become a much more efficient player and scorer. He actually came back. He missed one game due to a hamstring injury, and then he was out on the court. He ain't miss a beat. 23 points, 7 assists. Domantas Sabonis had a triple-double, 24 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. And the Knicks leave with an L. De'Aaron Fox, he talked about the win after the game. Listen.
I think we were able to get key stops. We were able to execute down the stretch, and I think that's ultimately
won us this game. And we also had a big lead that we gave away, but we were able to maintain the lead throughout the entire. I don't think we ever lost it in the second half. So it was good that we were able to answer their run.
Yeah, good for De'Aaron Fox. He's a good dude. I had a chance to meet him, interview him before he was drafted into the NBA, and he's such a cool guy. It's good to see his growth up until now. Things are so smashed up in the Western Conference. The Sacramento Kings currently are ranked number 2, 39-26. They are the second seed right now behind Denver. They share a record with Memphis. Phoenix is fourth. They're about 2.5 games behind them. It's everything is so stacked up. We have no idea who's going to come out of the West. All things considered, it should be Denver. You know, the Clippers haven't had the best streak with Russell Westbrook. Now they've won 2 games in a row. Golden State dealing with its own injuries off and on. Playoffs this year should be good, folks. The West is just all jumbled up. Let's get to some of your calls before we have to roll out. 855-212-4CBS. Let's start off in San Diego and talk to Lee. Lee, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Hey, JR. I'm loving your show, man. Is there any chance we could put the Tom Brady coming back and playing for anybody? I mean, the guy is just, he's been a thorn in my side. I'm a San Diego fan. I'm a Chargers fan. And he went to Tampa Bay and he won a Super Bowl right after he left the Patriots. There's no chance he's going to win another one, man.
Well, what do you want me to do? People ask me. The guy asked me, I gave him the answer. I said I'm not interested in talking about it unless it happens, and you brought it back up.
Yeah, you were talking about him earlier. I think he needs to stay home and take care of his kids, and I'm especially worried about that kitten, man. I'm worried about the kitten most of all.
Yeah, I guess. I guess his kids, I think, are probably well taken care of. Hey, I appreciate you, Lee. He's like, Tom Brady, I hope he stays home. Why don't want to talk about Tom? Why are you calling me asking me about him? I think Tom Brady has been mentioned maybe 3 times this week. I think every time he's been mentioned, somebody called me and asked me about him. I'm like, I'm not going to speculate about the guy. What am I going to do? What am I basing that on? I don't talk to this man. He ain't my friend. I'm not in his, to borrow a phrase from Aaron Rodgers, I'm not in Tom Brady's inner circle. I'm glad I'm not. I don't got nothing in common with that guy. Nothing. We breathe the same air, but that's about it. Maybe not even that. 855-212-4CBS. Carl is here from San Francisco. Man, San Francisco, wild right now. Hey, Carl, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, I'm talking about the Warriors.
Good. What's up? What about them?
Hey, so ESPN, a lot of these announcers are picking the Warriors, but I can't see it. I mean, they can blow it out the last 3 road games. They can't play on the road, and I don't think they have it this year. And I don't know what the story with Wiggins. I mean, they're not. Everything's shut down on this guy. They're not saying nothing about the guy.
Yes, there's a because it's been a personal issue with Andrew Wiggins, and that's correct, and that is true. We don't know the details. We don't know. We have no idea. I would think that it would be major for the amount of time that he's missed. Now, having said that,
yeah, if they are
healthy. Based on what I just told you about the West, I cannot be all that shocked or surprised. They don't have the depth that they've had, but I can say that about a lot of the teams in the West. So the Warriors have something a lot of these squads don't. It's championship experience. I mean, I'm not putting anything past any of these teams.
Yeah, I don't think the Warriors can win without Wiggins, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I would agree. They need somebody to come
and then,
in. And, I agree. Thank you, Carl. They need somebody to come in and play defense and also score. Yeah. Ask Jason Tatum. Todd is calling from Hawaii. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR. It's an honor to speak to you. A little nervous on national radio, but I'm feeling beam-alicious, buddy. It's all about the beam team. We've arrived. Going to get our 40th win. Hopefully in the next two games, got the best opponents in the league coming. But I got a buddy that works at the Golden One Center, and I know it's kind of a regional thing. People don't know it from outside the region, but we are very, very, very serious, very focused. And I'm just saying the Kings on a seven-game series, JR, we are going to be tough. Just look at our road record. Finally, because I'll take it on the air, the NBA needs to do a huge – I'm 63. I've seen it all. The NBA needs to do a huge sit-down over the offseason. Gambling, refs, maturity, the whole thing. Otherwise, they're going to lose some audience. And that's it, JR. I'm nervous. I'm out. Thank you.
No. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate you for calling from Hawaii. That was an excellent call. Excellent call. Nothing to be nervous about. The NBA understands its problems and its issues. I think one thing the NBA is not concerned about is losing audience. The money is going up. The eyeballs are going up. The audience might be different, but I don't think the NBA has any issues there. And they're currently looking into their collective bargaining agreement. And so a lot of the issues you have about rest, et cetera, they are being discussed. I don't think there's an issue with gambling as well. And when it comes to the Kings, God bless them. They're now in the second seed. I'm just not ready to, pardon the pun, crown them. And I know they got that fancy light and that beam that they want to light after every victory. Good. Congratulations to the Kings. They are a good basketball team. They're good. That good. That's it. There's nothing else to say. When you're so damn bad, you appreciate being good. Congratulations to the Kings. You're legitimate playoff contenders, not no championship contenders. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Shep, you good on that pizza? Yes, you good?
I still left two slices, but it was delicious, the three that I had, JR. Thank you for asking.
Well, go eat it. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show is done, but don't move here. Amy Lawrence is coming up next.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.